is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Donald Trump is not only taking on Kamala Harris, he's also attacking former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican who supports Harris. He spoke during an interview with commentator Tucker Carlson in Glendale, Arizona.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Kamala Harris concentrated on the issues in Las Vegas.
A Trump sales tax, the economists say, would cost the average family an extra $4,000 a year. And on top of that, Donald Trump still is trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act.
The presidential race, of course, is neck and neck. And a CBS's Scott McFarlane reports several close congressional races will likely decide whether the House goes Democrat or stays Republican.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson campaigned for New York Republicans about an hour north of New York City.
The majority for the House runs through New York and California.
Trying to salvage his perilous 8-seat House majority. All 435 U.S. House seats are up for election next week, but CBS News estimates only a few dozen are considered competitive. Nearly a third of those are concentrated in California and New York.
Orlando police say they've arrested a 17-year-old man responsible for this.
At this time, we're aware of 8 total victims. 2 are now deceased. 6 other individuals who were shot were transported to ORMC for further treatment. Those victims are currently in stable condition.
Police Chief Eric Smith says the shootings happened early this morning in downtown Orlando's entertainment district. No word on the accused gunman's motive. The crime scene is just a couple of miles from the former Pulse nightclub where a gunman killed 49 people just over 8 years ago. U.S. and South Korean officials say thousands of North Korean troops are near the Ukraine border in Russia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they're preparing to join the fight against Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
Is this just 10,000 troops or the first 10,000 troops? Because one thing North Korea has got plenty of is manpower. 1.2 million in a standing army. That's the second largest army in the world.
It's parade day in Los Angeles as the city celebrates the Dodgers World Series championship. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it comes just days after the death of a Dodger legend who would have turned 64 today.
L.A. is ready to celebrate. And what a better day to do that than Fernando Valenzuela's birthday.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 17 and a quarter, and Dow futures are up 99. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine voters have a number of opportunities for weekend early voting. Those include Sunday options at City Hall and the MLK Community Center from 9 to noon. Cities can do early voting on Sunday, but many of them don't. Early voting in Kenosha comes to an end tomorrow. There's a pause on all voting on Monday before regular election day on Tuesday. For more about your ballot and voting options in both Racine and Kenosha, check out civicmedia.us/vote. While the current situation is in no way a joke, 911 operations in Kenosha could use an upgrade. The county can now start that process with a $150,000 grant coming to the community. The money will be used to improve Kenosha's 911 dispatch center, starting with refreshing the workstations. On election night, the state's biggest city could cause everyone else to wait. Milwaukee's absentee ballot results are typically reported late on election night, often after midnight. That's due to the large number of ballots and state law restrictions. The Wisconsin State Senate earlier this year blocked a bill to allow earlier absentee ballot processing. That means Milwaukee can't start to count until Election Day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson knows people across the state and the country will be paying attention.
And so we know that there are going to be a lot of people who are watching Milwaukee. And in Milwaukee, we will follow the law.
At this point in the city of Milwaukee, early voting numbers are down from the 2020 election. And winter rules for a Kenosha market go into effect next week. Kenosha's Harbor Market takes their talent indoors starting next week with a winter run inside the Women's Club of Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 58. And then we have more rain and some thunderstorms on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I had a donut before I came on stage. I was with a friend last week. I was like, you want to get a donut? He was like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, what does that have to do with it?
As if there's ever been a good reason to eat a donut. Well, doctor says I need more powdered sugar in my diet.
Donuts are bad for you.
And according to my health nut wife, they're not appropriate for a trail mix. I'm just on a different trail, right? Mine leads to the emergency room. That joke will be even funnier when I die from cardiac arrest.
That's why I didn't laugh.
Donuts are all about taste. In Los Angeles, there's a place called Yum Yum Donuts. It's like, what do you need the IQ of one to find that appealing?
Yum Yum. Me like Yum Yum.
It's like, who's the target audience? Cavemen?
I know two things, yellow fireball, rising sky, and Yum Yum Donuts. Yum Yum Donuts, Yum Yum.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you.
but my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the willows of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Simon Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence, 610 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this day after Halloween. How'd you do there, by the way? If you went trick-or-treating, did you get some good stuff? The people who came to my house, top quality stuff. We had 42 people came to our house because I know the amount of candy we had and I know what was left, minus the stuff I ate. But it was good. We had some nice costumes, nice friendly people. Only one guy cursed. I think he did it by accident. But it was good. We had a good Halloween, nice and spooky. The wind was blowing, and I liked it. Well, that's over with. Now it's on our way to Christmas. We just kind of bypassed Thanksgiving. I always thought of Halloween as being the gateway to Christmas, but I have two favorite holidays, but my most favorite is Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. My favorite holiday of the year. 4th of July is second. I like that. Yeah. All right, it's 6:11, looking for sunshine today, a little colder than yesterday. Yesterday we were 20 degrees warmer, sunny, highs near 49 degrees. Clear tonight, lows 39, sunny tomorrow, 55, and rain on Sunday with a high near 63. You knew you were going to get it sometime. Cloudy and 42 degrees right now at Radio Park. Shocking blue. Venus. Hey, coming up on the way after 7 o'clock, we'll talk to Dick Graceffa. We have another high school playoff game tonight. And then we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters after 7.
Your Venus.
local news and time of the set to WRJN, Shocking Blue and Venus. That was used on a TV commercial. Remember that? It was for some kind of lady shaver for women's legs. Remember that? Trying to remember what the name of the product was. Was it Venus? No, it wasn't Venus. Anyway, so that was they used that song on there. Not a big deal. Should have just not even mentioned it. Hey, did your kid collect a lot of candy yesterday? All right. One study estimated the average American child collects between 3,500 and 7,000 calories of candy on Halloween. A 100-pound child who consumes 7,000 calories would have to walk for 44 hours or play full-court basketball for 14 and a half hours to work off those calories. I don't know. The kids that came to mind don't look like they were in pretty good shape. They can take a few extra calories of sugar, maybe. Hey, sunny today with a high near 49. Clear tonight. Lows around 39. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs near 55. Sunday, rainy. Highs near 63, cloudy, and 42 degrees right now at Radio Park.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a door frame and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight on our sister station, WAUK AM 540, 6 till 8 o'clock.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit. Looking for a lifestyle change to start the new year off right? Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your overall health, starting with their on-ramp program. Centered around the pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through the challenging and fun workouts. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
It's 621. Sorry, 621. I think we do something with the clocks this weekend, don't we? Let's see, spring ahead, fall back. So we fall back 1 hour on Sunday. Think of how many clocks you got in your house. Hey, we've got tickets to give away to Pure Soul this hour. Pure Soul, 60s Motown, 70s Soul, coming to Memorial Hall Friday night, November 8th. You can win our last pair of tickets coming up. And then later on this morning, we're giving away tickets to Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild.
Very superstitious.
Superstition, WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. You know, I think all businesses should consider this. A pet sitting resort in Texas put up a sign saying, now hiring non-stupid people. The owner says he's trying to weed out the idiots. I don't think it's a bad idea. 625 WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Ah, the chiffons. Here's One Fine Day.
One Fine Day.
It's 7:20. 7:20. Where am I here? I think I'm doing that clock thing early in my head here. 6:27 at WRGN Local News and Timeless Hits. All right, so your kids made a big haul yesterday with candy, right? All right. If you steal your kids' Halloween candy and not feeling guilty about it, here are the top candies kids like less than adults. And these ones, I guess, are okay to steal. Dub Dark chocolate bars. I love those. Almond Joys. Baby Ruth bars and Butterfingers, but don't touch these. Sour Patch Twists, Pop Rocks, Airheads, Nerds, Gummy Bears, Ring Pops, Double Bubble Chewing Gum, Sour Patch Kids, Welch's Fruit Snacks, we gave those away yesterday, and Pixie Sticks. They still have Pixie Sticks? Yeah, those don't touch. Your kids probably counted them and they'll know if you're stealing anything out of their out of their stash. You know what my mother did? She didn't steal candy to eat it out of my stash. Well, my brother and I used to come home. Now, keep in mind, trick-or-treating when I grew up was 6 a.m. until people shut their lights off at like 11 o'clock at night. And on weekends, maybe till midnight. And we used to bring home this candy, and we used to empty the bag in the living room on the floor. And the mound, and I am not exaggerating, it could be 3-4 feet high. It was a lot of candy. Because we were out there all day, 18 hours, collecting candy. And when my mother ran out of candy at the door, she used to start taking out of our pile. But she didn't take the, you know, those little orange and black licorice horrible things. She didn't take those. She took the candy bars and started giving them out because she said, well, would you like kids to have good candy? Yes, that's why I collected it. And she used to give those out. So when I got back, and where's all the good stuff? Well, we had to give it out because we ran out. So she didn't steal to eat. She stole to give to other kids, which I didn't, at the grade, you're 9 years old. Do you agree with that? No, I didn't agree with that at all. Hey, coming up, we got some sports. And Dick Rousseff is going to talk to us about the high school football game of the week, our level 2 playoff game, number 3 Case at number 2 Maquantico. It's going to be a big game. Badger football tomorrow, Wisconsin at Iowa, another big rivalry, 4:30 p.m. And on Sunday, we've got the Detroit Lions at Green Bay, 1 o'clock. So we've got a great weekend of sports here on WRJN. 6:30 on the noggin. And just a second when I get all ready here.
I was asleep at the wheel. I think I'm ready. Ready? All right, let's get news on the line here. Here's Stuart with an update of what's going on. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine voters have a number of opportunities for weekend early voting. Those include Sunday options at City Hall and the MLK Community Center from 9 to noon. Cities can do early voting on Sunday, but many of them don't. Early voting in Kenosha comes to an end tomorrow. There's a pause on all voting on Monday before regular election day on Tuesday. For more about your ballot and voting options in both Racine and Kenosha, check out civicmedia.us/vote. While the current situation is in no way a joke, 911 operations in Kenosha could use an upgrade. The county can now start that process with a $150,000 grant coming to the community. The money will be used to improve Kenosha's 911 dispatch center, starting with refreshing the workstations. On election night, the state's biggest city could cause everyone else to wait. Milwaukee's absentee ballot results are typically reported late on election night, often after midnight. That's due to the large number of ballots and state law restrictions. The Wisconsin State Senate earlier this year blocked a bill to allow earlier absentee ballot processing. That means Milwaukee can't start to count until election day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson knows people across the state and the country will be paying attention.
And so we know that there are going to be a lot of people who are watching Milwaukee. And in Milwaukee, we will follow the law.
At this point in the city of Milwaukee, early voting numbers are down from the 2020 election. And winter rules for a Kenosha market go into effect next week. Kenosha's Harbor Market takes their talent indoors starting next week with a winter run inside the Women's Club of Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Planning a quick hike or maybe going hunting this weekend? Take protection against ticks. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. In fact, there's more tick activity at this time of the year than you might expect. PJ Leash, our University Extension entomologist, tells us why in a moment.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-Seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-Seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Just about the time that you think insect volumes are going down, in reality, tick populations are escalating. PJ Leash, University Extension entomologist, explains why.
We are at a time of the year where there is actually quite a bit of tick activity out there at the moment. This is the time of the year where we start to see our new batch of adult deer ticks. And those creatures actually have a pretty long life cycle. It takes them 2 years to go through their whole life cycle. But those adults appear in early fall. And so if you are out there hitting the hiking trails or setting up tree stands and things like that, it's one of those things you need to be aware of, because if you're not doing those tick checks, you know, that could lead to some problems if you have encountered deer ticks.
PJ Leash, University Extension entomologist. It's not just the tick population that's active in Wisconsin right now. We also have escalated activity with the Asian ladybugs, box elder bugs, brown marmorated stink bugs, and the western conifer seed bugs.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit pivotsprovenit.com. That's pivotsprovenit.com.
And it looks like Wisconsin's farmland preservation programs are getting more interest now that the state legislature has increased incentives. Wednesday Coy, who is the farmland preservation program manager at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says so far they've seen more than 2,000 new acres enter the program since last year. They're also seeing enhanced interest in the Agriculture Enterprise Area Program. The state can accept up to 2 million acres into those AEAs. Right now, she says it's about 80% full. More on this story available at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 58. And then we have more rain and some thunderstorms on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I just moved in a new apartment. I don't know my neighbors there yet, but I do know that they have a doormat that says, "Wipe your paws," which leads me to believe that either they are a family of werewolves or they own a dog that can read. And either way, I am really impressed. That is amazing. And I don't want to let them be better than me, so I got my own customized doormat that says, "Wipe your hooves." And now I got them thinking either I am a centaur or I own a horse that can read. And who wins there? Me, right? Yeah.
6:40 at WRJN Local News and Tamla's Hit for the Mamas and the Papas and Monday. Hey, coming up, we've got some tickets to give away in a few minutes to Pure Soul coming to Memorial Hall Friday, November 8th from 8 to 10 p.m. We have one final pair of tickets to give away. And that's coming up in a short time from now right here at WRJN. But in the meantime, this is odd but true. Pumpkins are grown on 6 of the 7 continents of the world. Any wild guess as to which continent is not growing pumpkins right now? Yeah. I was saying, I wonder what that can be. Is that North America, South America? No, it's Antarctica. Yeah. Of course you can't grow pumpkins there. It's all ice and snow. It's 641 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Here's Sly and the Family Stone. Dance to the music at WRJN. Stone, dance to the music. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, now that Halloween is over, what was your favorite thing about Halloween? Someone polled people. Candy actually beat out costumes for the top spot this year. Trick-or-treating is third, followed by decorations and the parties. I enjoy handing out candy at the door. I just enjoy that. Even my wife said to me, well, you like doing that. Why don't you do it again this year? I really do. I enjoy seeing the costumes and people saying thank you, little kids all excited. And that's my favorite part of Halloween, yeah. Hey, it's 644 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kingsman, Louis, 646 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today. Cold, though. Highs only near 49. What happened? We're like near 80 degrees the other day. Clear tonight. Lows around 39. Sunday tomorrow with a high near 55. All right, that's getting better. And Sunday, rain. Highs near 63. All right, temperature's nice. Currently, we've got 42 degrees with some clouds at Radio Park. And now it's time for New York City news. We don't give a lot of news about New York. Jaywalking is now legal in New York City. Wow. I feel like I should just take a plane ride there and just walk in the middle of the street, just cross in the middle because it's now legal. And New York City might be trying to dig a tunnel underneath a cemetery. Yep, apparently. The MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority there now, says it intends to run the Interborough Express through a tunnel under a Queens cemetery. It sounds like it could be a Poltergeist sequel, doesn't it? Sounds very creepy. All right, we've got tickets to give away now to Pure Soul, our final pair of tickets. Pure Soul coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th from 8 till 10 p.m. It's 60s Motown music plus 70s soul. Should be a great show at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul. If you haven't won tickets in the past 60 days at WRJN, give us a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. People say I say it too fast, so let me say it one more time, real slow. 262-634-9756. All right. We're going to get a bunch of calls. I'm going to plunk down on one of them and give that person a pair of tickets to see Pure Soul. It's our final pair. Yeah. We give away 10 pair. Wow. That's kind of neat. All right. Give us a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org, HospiceAlliance.org. We have to take another person, another winner. The person who called up couldn't use the tickets for that night. They misunderstood the date. So opening up the phone lines one more time, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And you can win our last pair of tickets for Pure Soul coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th, from 8 till 10 p.m. All right, if you want that pair of tickets, here's your last chance. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And howdy, what's your first name?
Elijah.
Elijah?
Yeah.
Like the Bible?
Yes, sir.
All right, a nice biblical name, Elijah. All right, Elijah, it's November 8th. You can make it Friday, November 8th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Elijah with a K.
What's that? Say it again.
Kalijah with a K.
Oh, Kalijah. All right, Kalijah. All right, hold on the line, Kalijah. We got a pair of tickets waiting for you for Pure Soul, all right?
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. All right, 652 WRJN.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Six fifty-six. I can't tell time today. I got this giant clock in front of me. 6:56 at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 49. Clear tonight. Lows around 39. Sunny tomorrow.
Highs 55 Sunday. Rain all day with a high near 63. Right now, cloudy and 42 degrees at Radio Park. This is odd but true. Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride originally featured real human remains. They got them from UCLA. The ride was a big investment. They thought that fake skeletons of the time were just too unconvincing. They have since been replaced. They replaced all the actual bones with models of bones. So they say. Oh, that was creepy. I bet you people didn't know that either. Oh, those look so real. They look like Uncle Herbie's bones. They might have been. 6:57 at WRJN on your Friday morning, November 1st. Every mother's son. Come on down to my boat, baby.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down in my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down in my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
Mother's son at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Well, kids in Des Moines, Iowa yesterday got a real treat for trick-or-treat. They got to trick-or-treat on Halloween for the first time in 86 years. You see,